Brahman realization, it's nothing. Why try? Gyanis, yogis, mayavadis, they spend their whole life trying to realize Brahman, merge in Brahman. But Brahman undergoes no changes. Brahman has no form, arupam. Brahman has no qualities, nirgun, and there are no activities in Brahman. Brahman is devoid of all qualities of the Lord. There is no fame or opulence or variety of the spiritual world. This Brahman is not Satchidanand. If they realize Brahman, the happiness can be only according to what Brahman is. But since Brahman has no happiness in it, you will gain no happiness by realizing Brahman. And after all, the goal of everyone is to experience happiness, anand. In Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Sanatana Goswami completely smashes this impersonal philosophy in part 2, chapter 2. Impersonal philosophy is actually a ridiculous, childish pursuit. To give up one's entire life to realize such a thing, these Brahmavadis, Mayavadis, Krishnas Kaviraj says, Mayavadi Basya Shunile Sarva Bhakti Nash. If you hear this Mayavad philosophy, all bhakti will be destroyed. All bhakti will be destroyed if we're attracted to Mayavadi philosophy. But actually, there's nothing in it. The amazing thing is that there's nothing in Brahman, yet people want to realize it. What is Brahman? There's no changes, no qualities, no happiness, no form, no activities. What is the attraction? This is so amazing. And people are so bewildered. People are trying to realize it, but there's nothing there. There's nothing in it. When we realize that something, when we realize that something is there, there must be something in it. But what can you realize in Brahman? Brahman has no name, nisanga, no association, no changes, no qualities, no form, no action, no feelings, no cessation, no sensation. Yet still you want to realize Brahman? What will you realize by realizing Brahman? That's all you'll realize about it. After realizing it, what will you gain? Say you want to become like that Brahman. What does it mean to become Brahman? Aham Brahmasmi. Tat Tvamasi. I am that. I am Brahman. If you want to become Brahman, it means you want to become free of all name, qualities, form, cessations, feelings, actions, variety, changes. If you get free from all these things, then where will you find any happiness? How is there any happiness in it? Because what is happiness? Happiness is a feeling, a sensation. Bliss, anand, it is a sensation. It means if you become blissful in so-called Brahmananda realization, then there must be consciousness involved. And consciousness is about something. If you have a feeling, it's from something. But then if you have feelings and then you have happiness in Brahman, then that means there's duality. But there are no feelings in Brahman. Feeling is finished. Who would want such a position as Brahman realization? Devotees of the Lord, they don't want this, even if it's offered freely by the Lord. Of course, who would want it? No devotee even dreams of acquiring Brahman or Sayuja Mukti or Sayuja realization. It seems ridiculous. Who would be interested?